From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Shiite militias massed Tuesday outside the Iraqi city of Ramadi ahead of a possible offensive to try to recapture the Anbar provincial capital from Islamic State militants. An operation carried out alongside Iraqi government forces would resemble the one that the same paramilitary troops took part in last month to regain control of Tikrit. That effort halted Islamic State momentum toward the capital, Baghdad, from the north. And now the focus is on preventing an advance from the west of the city. The White House said Monday that President Barack Obama is receiving regular briefings on the situation. Court in Kabul has sentenced 11 police officers, including a district police chief, to one-year jail terms Tuesday, while setting eight others free over the deadly mob beating of a woman in Kabul earlier this year. Judge found the 11 officers guilty of neglecting their duty to protect 27-year-old Farghunda from the brutal March 19th attack that was sparked by false accusations she desecrated the Muslim holy book, the Quran. The attack sparked protests in Afghanistan and widespread outrage elsewhere, including condemnations by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and the United Nations. Speaking of the United Nations, it is intensifying pressure in Southeast Asian governments that have been reluctant to come to the rescue of refugees and migrants stranded at sea following a crackdown on human traffickers. Joint statement Tuesday by a coalition of UN agencies directly appealed to the leaders of Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand to reverse their policies of pushing back the boats full of desperate refugees. All three countries have drawn international condemnation for turning away migrant boats. This is VOA News. Former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat has appeared in court and entered a plea of not guilty to criminal charges over a mismanaged rice subsidy program that cost the country billions of dollars. Ms. Yingluck, who was ousted as Prime Minister last year, was greeted by dozens of supporters who chanted her name as she arrived in the Bangkok Supreme Court Tuesday. She told the reporters she feels confident she will be acquitted.
I would like to say that we confident of my innocence and confident to present to the court with the evidence and the witness. Thank you.
The charges carry a possible sentence of 10 years in jail. After entering the plea, Ms. Yingluck left the courthouse free on bail. Ms. Yingluck is charged with dereliction of duty for failing to stop corruption within the subsidy program, which paid farmers about two times the market price for their rice. A clash between rival motorcycle gangs in Waco, Texas, Sunday left 9 people dead and nearly 20 injured in one of the worst shootouts in recent U.S. history. The incident has focused attention on so-called biker gangs. VOA's Greg Flickus reports from Houston.
Police say the big shootout in Waco was a clash between members of a large Texas-based gang called the Bandidos and members of smaller gangs, one of which is called the Cossacks. Investigators recovered more than 100 guns on the scene and arrested about 170 people, according to Waco police spokesman Sergeant Patrick Swanton.
I will tell you that in 34 years of law enforcement, this is the worst crime scene that I have ever been involved in.
Both Texas state investigators and federal agents are on the scene to assist in the investigation of the crime, and authorities say they have taken precautions to deal with any further disruption of the peace. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he is planning a Thursday visit to a factory park that lies just north of the demilitarized zone that separates North and South Korea. Ban Ki-moon's planned tour of the jointly run Kaesong Industrial Complex would mark the first time in more than two decades that a UN Secretary General has visited North Korea. Mr. Ban called the factory park a win-win model for both Koreas. More than 53,000 North Korean workers are employed by about 120 South Korean factories in the park. The facility was established in 2004. And less than 24 hours after joining Twitter as @POTUS US, President Barack Obama has more than 1.6 million followers. According to Guinness World Records, the fastest gain of a million followers is currently held by Hollywood actor Robert Downey Jr. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.